That's pretty sweet.
That's great theme music.
Yeah, classic. Okay, so first theme.
Welcome to our podcast.
Don't say welcome to our podcast.
No, why? This is the first podcast. No, you have to say welcome.
Okay, welcome.
This is our podcast called Bloom Street, appropriately named after the street we live on.
That is true.
I grew up on Bloom Street.
That is not true.
I grew up right off of Bloom Street.
Off of Bloom Street.
Off of Bloom Street, on Treadwell.
Maybe we should call it off of Bloom Street.
It is a very small, very small cul-de-sac off of Bloom Street.
You were raised in the sack.
As in the sack off of Bloom Street. And then we have our address on Bloom Street, but we kind of live off of Bloom Street right now, too.
We live on Bloom Street.
Our property actually doesn't even touch Bloom Street. You have to cross a canal to get to our property. We have
we're landlocked.
We have no real front door to our home.
We're kind of like pirates on our own island.
Yeah, with moats.
All right, so we need to talk today about what you did.
Today. It is January 18th, 2025, and the ground was not totally frozen in all of the spots.
Because this winter has been total BS.
It's been very warm. It's been really squishy.
Which also is the same, we could call it BS for Bloom Street, but it also means bullshit.
Oh, that works.
So anyways, the ground's not frozen.
The ground's not frozen, and so I got the tiniest little shovel I could find out of the barn, and I planted 1,000.
You planted 1,000?
Yeah, 1,000 rainbow-colored tulip bulbs from the Holland Bulb Company.
You had 1,000 bulbs?
Yeah, I had 1,000 bulbs in that crate today.
Jeez, how much does that cost?
I don't even remember. It was an impulse purchase. It was like 60, I think it was 66 or 68% off because...
I know you know how much this was.
I bought them in like the middle of December when you really shouldn't be planting bulbs. I think I paid $150 for my whole purchase.
That's less than a dollar per bulb.
Yeah. I think it's pretty affordable.
So you planted 1,000 of them.
Yeah, I planted 1,000. It was an entire bulb crate full of bulbs.
And
let's just assume it was $150.
We'll just assume. So the ground's not frozen. Why did you plant? Are they normally planted this time of year?
No. Usually plant bulbs like in the fall, but it's been kind of like fall weather here. Since fall.
So do they need to get frozen?
They can take some freezing. Like they're like.
Do they want to get frozen?
I mean, I think it's going to be fine. It's just like planting onions or garlic. Like they can live in frozen ground. And then when the ground unfreezes, they start to pop up their little
sprouts. I'm pretty sure that garlic lives at the grocery store.
I have garlic living in my garden right now.
Well, that's fun. So when do the tulips come up?
Tulips will be among the first of the flowers to pop up. So typically when the soil reaches around 60 degrees, then the tulips will start to grow. They'll be a nice spring flower. They'll probably start growing greens in late March and then bloom in April and May. Our zone is zone 7. We're getting a warmer climate now too. We used to be zone 6, but we just moved to zone 7.
Oh, really?
Without even having to move like our house.
What's the coldest zone?
I would just assume that zone one would be the coldest zone. I don't even know. Will you look that up?
Zone one.
Growing.
Growing.
So, is there a zone one? Ooh, shoot. There is a zone one.
Tough, vigorous, and adaptable to cold extremes.
And it looks like there's some zone one, like up.
Serbia.
No, it looks like we have some zone.
Alaska,
Serbia.
Ol AK. And the Yukon. I thought the Yukon was in Alaska. That's how much I know.
Interesting.
What's interesting?
I use the zones map like quite a bit. I use it for planting, but I also use it for designing transmission lines. Because the...
From tulips to transmission lines?
Yeah. Because the zones like indicate your first and last, and you also use it for HVAC design too, because your zones indicate like your coldest days and your hottest days of the year. And with the ASCE maps, like there's going to be a correlation to ice.
Correlation to ice?
Yeah. And ice is something that would accumulate on a transmission line and make the wire hanging up in the air heavier.
You have to make it stronger.
Yeah, you have to make it so it can hold the weight of the ice.
Okay, so you got 1,000 tulips, and if they grow, will that give us money?
Yeah. I mean, 1,000... Okay, 1,000 tulips. If I sold every tulip that I bought this year, assuming all 1,000 grew and I sold all 1,000, I could sell them for $1 to $1.50 a stem.
A stem?
Yeah.
Do they grow? So if you clip them,
so assuming I paid $150 and I harvested every single one of those, then my profitability could actually be pretty good. Let's just say I make $1,000.
Do they grow one stem and then they're done, or do they keep producing?
They grow one stem that year, and then you're going to cut the flower and enjoy it, or just let it stay there. And then you leave the bulb in the ground, and then the bulb is going to make other bulbs.
Underneath the ground.
In an ideal situation, like... Over the course of the summer, the bulb will be multiplying itself.
Multiple bulbs.
Yeah. And so in theory, like in a couple of years, it's probable if my bulbs were planted in ideal conditions, like I could double or triple how many bulbs I have.
So when they had the big tulip, the run on the tulips in the Victorian era.
The Dutch tulip craze.
The tulip craze, were they selling just the flowers or the bulbs?
They were selling the bulbs.
The bulbs.
Yeah, and people went absolutely insane. Like...
Do you think we could get insane...
We could probably use ChatGPT right now to figure out what the equivalent, like today's dollars are that people were paying for Dutch tulips.
Find that out.
I mean, this is going to take me a minute.
All right, well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to talk about zones. We are a zone, not six, is what I was told just a minute ago. So we must be a zone seven. What grows in zone seven? Chores? Oh, here we go. So... From east to west, it begins in small areas of southern Connecticut. No. What grows best?
Okay. During the Dutch tulip
peppers.
Mania of the early 17th century, some tulip bulbs reached staggering prices due to speculative trading, Adjusted to today's dollars, the most expensive tulips were likely sold for the equivalent of hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars per bulb.
Per what?
Per bulb. Per one bulb.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So here are some notable varieties and their estimated peak prices. Semper Augustus. It was the most famous and luxurious variety at the time, known for its striking white petals with crimson flames. Its price around the peak of the tulip mania in 1637 was about 6,000 guilders per bulb.
Guilder?
In today's dollars, this is approximately $600,000 to $1 million.
Oh my, why? That's crazy.
They are pretty.
They are very pretty.
I mean, we're looking at them right now, and they have some striped variation.
Isn't that funny? They said, what did you, when they described it, you just read it, they used crimson. I was not picturing this. This almost looks like a flower that's bleeding.
It does look like a bleeding flower. Okay, Viceroy. This one has a great name, too. At the peak price at the Tulip Mania was 3,000 to 4,200 guilders per bulb. In today's dollars, that would be approximately $300,000 to $500,000.
That's crazy. This one's not quite as pretty. Although there's some different color variations. There's some more purpley.
Okay, so a little bit of context on those prices. One bulb could be exchanged for goods such as 4 tons of wheat, 8 tons of rye, 4 oxen, 12 sheep, 2 barrels of wine, 1,000 pounds of cheese, a bed, 1 complete suit of clothes, or a silver drinking cup.
Man, we need to bring that back. You need to get your tulips and get us some oxen and barrels of wine.
I think more recently, like, similar to the Dutch tulip craze, like the dahlia craze is certainly been sweeping the nation, I think especially since COVID. And, I mean, I haven't seen anyone pay crazy, like, $300,000, but I've seen people pay $30, $40 for a dahlia tuber, which that's
a lot.
That's quite a lot. That can be a lot. That starts to add up.
I'm not sure if our recording device here is actually working.
Are we just going to continue on?
Yeah, we got a good start. This is solid gold right here. I think that we need to sell a product.
I had a good product today.
What did you have?
We went to that burger joint up in the Bench neighborhood, not on Bloom Street.
Not on Bloom Street.
It was on Latah.
What was it called?
Wild Child.
It was good.
It was a good burger.
I ate 2 burgers today.
I've had a lot of burgers in the last month, and this was the number one burger of all the burgers, even the ones that, like, I made myself, which I'm partial to those, but
this was a good burger.
This was way better. And I even upcharged and got the gluten-free bun, and it didn't suck. It wasn't like a hard sponge.
Hard, nasty, gross.
It wasn't a stale, BS rock.
Nasty, gluten-free.
Gluten-free buns can be really terrible. I've been often just eating burgers without without buns, going bunless.
So Henry had a gluten-free burger at Big Bun, and he had a similar experience. He said, this is one of the best gluten-free buns I've ever had.
I think somebody locally is making good buns. I don't know who it is, but the Wild Child, you don't know it, but you're sponsoring our podcast today.
Hot tip, Wild Child. They had pimento cheese dip.
And chips.
Solid choice.
I thought it was going to be warm. I was a little bit surprised that it was like a cold cheese.
Cold cheese, like those cheese balls you get at Christmas.
Yeah.
This is a good time to record with I Can't Stop Coughing.
What's I Can't Stop Coughing? Is that a song?
It could be.
It could be.
No, it's not a song. I just can't stop coughing.
We've been coughing a lot, like I think since December.
Yeah, it's the wrestling season and not drinking. It's fucked me up. Okay, back to the point. The point of this, flowers. We put tulips on the ground.
Yeah. Tulips have been planted. I actually, was panicking about...
Were you panicking more than trying to get the dahlias out this fall?
No, way less. I was soft panicking today because I was able to find places where the dirt, where the ground wasn't frozen, but I had to uncover 3 inches of bark mulch to get to it. But I just assumed after all of that easy digging that the rest of the property would be that easy. And I
did went, we have frozen areas?
Yeah, pretty. I want to say 98% of the soil on our property is frozen solid right now.
Oh, really?
And it's frozen solid the first 2 to 3 inches.
The big muddy area must just get enough sun to where it just is muddy all the time.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm glad I didn't try to work on my cement pad then. That would have been frustrating to try to get through the clay and the frozen ground.
Yeah, I closed all of my rings and I walked 18,424 steps today, roughly 8.59 miles, just wandering around the yard looking for places to plant tulips.
You know, I wander around the yard sometimes thinking that I'm about to do something cool. And then I eventually just wander back into the house and sit on the couch. If there's a fine line between wandering to creativity and productivity and then just wandering yourself back into a small cave to hibernate.
I have a hard time sitting down, so I've got to
I find it quite easy
to sit. I've got to go do something. After I planted all of the tulip bulbs, I still had a little bit of energy left, so I got some clippers from the barn, and I just went and cut down about 2 dozen sunflower stalks into 3-inch chunks.
Oh, we need to trim the apple or the orchard.
Oh, yeah.
Now, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of things to do. Pretty much if you go outside, there's something to do.
We also need to burn the pile.
Yeah, there's lots of burning to do. But enough about flowers. How many unfinished projects do we have right now?
Oh, God. All of it is unfinished.
All of it? What's the one thing that bothers you the most out of the unfinished projects? We just finished
the garage door.
Exterior of... We had a siding project that took us, 2.5 years to complete?
The word us is kind of strong.
I mean, I did a good job painting.
You painted it, that's true.
I painted it. It looks nice.
It does look nice with the paint. But the putting up of the siding.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
That was a me thing.
Yeah, it was an idea I think I had.
What? idea?
I think I ordered all of the siding.
Yeah, you ordered the siding.
And I ordered the supplies, and I did pretty good on the quantities, overall.
Well, when you run out, you just go get more.
Whatever.
That's how that works.
It was pretty good.
Of course, yes. It was pretty good. We nailed it. Except for the spots where we had to go get more.
So the garage door, that's the one?
The garage door bothers me, yes. But it's bothering me because I don't have the expertise to make it right. It's hanging up somewhere. So it doesn't lift and close right. And... The motor that we bought, I think, is a little too weak. And the extension kit I'm going to try it, but I'm a little nervous that it's going to be just that much weaker because it'll be that much longer.
Do you think the garage door, if we just let it wait until it warms back up, like in April, it'll solve itself?
I have no idea. It does change, though, in the winter versus the summer. Those springs apparently are quite heavily affected by the weather. But it's like hanging up on the rollers or something. I don't know. But that one bothers me. And then the destruction of our house, that one bothers me.
The destruction of our house?
Yeah, I would like to destroy it.
Oh.
That's a project I have.
Take it all the way down to dust?
Yeah.
Like no more house?
So it's gone forever.
There's like so much embodied energy in that house, though. I think that even if we don't live in that house, that it could serve a nice purpose as a guest house or an accessory dwelling unit to a main house.
Yeah, but then you have to have guests.
That's true.
People aren't cool. Who do we have as a guest?
I don't know. You could just use it as like an office.
We could have that be our podcast house.
Okay. Podcast Central.
We invite guests to the podcast and they could stay at the house.
It could just be like...
And we'll sleep in teepees in the backyard.
It could be a flower shop.
It's not ADA accessible.
Just put a ramp in. It'd be fine.
Be very short ceilinged.
Flower shop?
Flower shop.
Eh. Interior designer could make it cool.
That's why we need the barn. Or like a big barn.
Sorry,
the bunkhouse.
A bunkhouse? For all the flower ladies?
Uh-huh.
That's where the flower people goes in the bunkhouse?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Current topics? What's going on in the world?
We don't know things.
We don't know things? Why are all the people getting rid of their Facebook accounts right now?
Who's getting rid of their Facebook accounts?
I don't know. I just see people are deleting their Facebook and they're like, log off of your Facebook, your Instagram, all of these accounts, blackout dates. I think it starts tomorrow, Sunday, the 19th.
I can't get rid of Facebook. So many memories on Facebook.
What if everyone leaves Facebook and it's just you left? Would you still use it?
Yeah. I mean, I'd look at it for the memories I have in there. It's got so many pictures and things.
Do you think that if you could just extract all of the images and like put them on your computer? And then
maybe, but
Your computer to remind you of things that happened every year on that day.
Yeah, that would be the part that I like.
That would do it for you.
Yeah, like just like something to do, like a notification, like, hey, you took this picture 1 year ago. Bam.
Do you think we'll get to a point where people don't use social media anymore?
I think it'll just morph a bit. It'll change and keep changing. Facebook's been around forever. Actually, I'm surprised it's still around this long. Because everything else just comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few things have really stuck around.
That's true. I had like a MySpace account, and I don't really even know what happened to that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to log into that, I think, or find it. If I did, I'm sure it'd be quite embarrassing. I'd want to find out how to get it off of the interwebs.
Do you think our MySpace accounts still exist? Like, intact?
I hope not. Hope it was deleted on accident. I can't talk. Yeah. I didn't know people were getting rid of their Facebooks. Is it a specific kind of people? Is it a political thing?
I'm sure it is. Let's Here, you talk about something not on Bloom Street. Talk about what
And no one cares about Facebook.
No, talk about what
people care about Bloom Street.
People care about Bloom Street?
People care about Bloom Street.
Okay, let's take a little detour really quick. What are you hoping that, what do you know that you're going to win?
Oh, I'm going to win a carbon cub.
What's a carbon cub?
It's a really sweet airplane that has very fantastic STOL capabilities. STOL is short for short takeoff and landing. And I'm going to win it. And then I'm going to get a flight instructor to teach me how to fly it. And then once that's all in the bag, then we can start camping in the woods on backcountry airstrips, which Idaho's full of. So that's going to be very exciting for me to win that.
All right, I figured it out. So starting tomorrow, people are uninstalling Facebook.
Wait, you just, that was a ruse to get me to talk about something else?
Yeah, I needed
so you could
a moment.
Look up.
All right, keep talking
a
about.
Fun fact?
Keep talking about the carbon cup. And
that's
then.
That's all I have. It's, okay. It's like a super cub, kind of, but it's like a kit and it has a lot of carbon in it, so okay. It's lighter.
What other kit are you excited about as of, like, yesterday?
The Sonics B.
Why are you obsessed with the Sonics B?
Because it's really cheap, and if you don't have any money, which is me, then if you wanted to get an aircraft you could afford, that would probably be a good one to do it in.
Could you fly from Bloom Street to another place in that
Not
one?
Not from Bloom Street.
Okay.
You need an airstrip.
So, in theory, you are flying that from an airstrip. And in your idea, we're taking this pretty much starting here in February. How many times up to Moscow in the next?
Well, there's no theory on not being able to fly up to Moscow, but we're going to Moscow a lot of times in the next 6 months because our children are going to the U of I to be Vikings. That's all I got to say about that. Well, we didn't get very far on planning or fun facts with flower farming. But I think that there'll be more opportunities.
Okay. Fun facts about flower farming?
Yeah. The next time. Next episode. This is an episodic ordeal.
So do I have to do some research on these fun facts, or are these just fun facts that...
They don't even have to be facts. They could just be fun.
Do they have to be fun, or could it just
be facts? You're the flower lady expert.
I am no expert. I'm a learner. I'm a flower lady learner.
You're a belearner.
I'm a lifetime student of flowers.
Ooh, that sounds very Thomas Jefferson-y.
I'm the modern day Thomas Jefferson female version of flowers.
And mainly just because you're so racist.
Excuse me.
Just kidding. Am I?
This episode is done.
We're definitely posting this to the internet. Well, thanks for listening. If you actually listen to this, I would be so amazed. And you'll have to tell me about it. Actually, please don't. Don't ever say anything. Yeah. Just pretend like you didn't. And then we can just move on.
We'll see you next Saturday with episode number 2.